consider your testimonies. They almost made an end of me on the earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with all my heart. Their heart is fat as grease, but I delight in your law. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your precepts. So every time they got come against, every time he got come against, yes, but God, there's your word. Yeah, but God, all this stuff is coming and my world's crashing in. Yeah, but I love your word. Yeah, but all these people are coming against me, God, and man, my life is messed up and I can't get finances. But God, you've said according to your riches. You hear that? Is that making sense? It's really important because if we get out of there, we're done. You're crushed. You've given up, actually. And he says in 18, the eyes of your understanding, in Ephesians 1:18, being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding, your heart, being open. Our eyes, our ears, the bride hears and sees. That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you. The saints, in you. We're not praying to the saints in heaven. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you.